You're listening to SBS News. Malaria transmitted by mosquitoes kills 500,000 people globally every year. But at this Brisbane laboratory, they're turning the tables, infecting a human with malaria first. Hundreds of volunteers have been infected in clinical trials to test for human-to-mosquito transmission of the malaria parasite by Dr. Anand Odedra, a clinical researcher at QIMR Berghofer.
And just lie back and make yourself comfortable. So, Andrew, as you know, today's the day we give you malaria.
Yes.
It's less than what you'd get from a mosquito bite.
Yep.
And we just make sure that you're okay. Everyone's been okay so far. We've done this more than 300 times.
Volunteer Andrew isn't worried. He regularly gives blood and says he's doing this for the public good.
No, it doesn't make me nervous at all. I know they're two different types of treatment which are very effective.
Dr. Odedra says in a world first, they've been able to achieve human-to-mosquito infection in a safe clinical environment. But what they're going to try and do now is perfect a reliable technique to test the effectiveness of drugs that stop transmission.
So we're the world's experts in these kind of trials. We've infected more people with malaria in a controlled environment than anyone else. And we're also now working towards, as well as assessing how well drugs work to treat malaria, we're looking into trying to prevent the spread of malaria and testing new drugs and interventions. And we're the first to really successfully do that in this kind of setting.
After 2 weeks, the volunteers are active malaria hosts, ready for human-to-mosquito transmission. The adult malaria parasite that causes the sickness is killed with a drug, leaving only its male and female offspring to incubate. The new method sterilises the parasite at the critical time when it becomes sexually active and spreads. Senior scientist Professor James McCarthy is an infectious diseases specialist at QIMR Berghofer and will lead its delegation to the World Malaria Congress in Melbourne.
So what we're trying to do is to think outside the box and develop a way to actually interrupt malaria transmission. So normally we are aiming to treat the parasites inside people and making them sick. But if we can get rid of the ability of the malaria parasite to transmit to mosquitoes, then we can actually block the onward transmission of malaria and therefore basically get rid of it. So this is a completely new way of approaching malaria elimination.
Currently, the same type of tests can only be done in infection zones. Australia's been a leader in malaria research since the Second World War and has been disease-free since the 1960s. Professor Sir Richard Feacham helped found the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB and malaria and chairs the Lancet Commission on Malaria Eradication. He says Australia's role in funding research and the global campaign is recognised internationally.
Australia punches well above its weight on malaria, and I had an interest through both fundamental and applied malaria research, and that is happening, and it's largely funded, of course, by the Australian taxpayer through the Australian government.
Malaria afflicts more than 200 million people globally. The highest rates are in sub-Saharan Africa, Southeast Asia, and Papua New Guinea. Huge progress has been made globally fighting the disease, with Paraguay last month being declared the latest malaria-free country, and Algeria, Argentina, and Uzbekistan to follow shortly. But Sir Richard Feacham says the emergence of drug-resistant and monkey strains of malaria in Southeast Asia could reverse decades of gains and cause millions more deaths.
What we currently face is the third time in history where the commonly used malaria drugs have met increasing resistance by the parasite. And in every occasion, this has occurred first in the Mekong countries of Southeast Asia, and then has subsequently jumped both to India and South Asia and to Africa. So we're very apprehensive about this.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.